From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. Welcome to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast, and today, a little business class for you. The Hartford Hawks. Is Division I to Division III a trend? Let's examine. The University of Hartford Athletics program is transitioning out of the NCAA's top sports level, Division I, to the less glamorous Division III beginning next year. In the interim, the school will honor all of their athletic scholarships and coaching agreements through the year 2025. Now, this story appeared last week without much national fanfare. The Connecticut-based private school has less than 7,000 students, with student tuition and fees of over $55,000 per year. The school's academic program includes several engineering disciplines, business, education, and an extensive music studies program. The Hartford Hawks have been competing in the NCAA's America East Conference with regional schools such as the University of Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and several other schools in the Northeast. In fact, the Hartford men's basketball program recently won the America East Conference tournament and played in the 2021 NCAA March Madness tournament. The team did lose 79-55 in the opening round to eventual national champion Baylor and finished out the year with a 15-9 record. The University of Hartford has been participating at the Division I level since 1984. The school, which does not have a football program, fields 9 sports each for men and for women. The Hawks have some notable sports alumni too, including baseball legend Jeff Bagwell of the Houston Astros, basketball's Vin Baker, remember the Seattle Supersonics, and PGA golfer Jerry Kelly. So why is the university now dropping down from Division I to Division III level? And if you guessed money, you would be correct. As expected, the University of Hartford president Gregory Woodward tried to spin this move as a good thing for the school. Quote, "As we transition to this new model for intercollegiate athletics in the coming years, I am energized by the opportunities we will have to support the success of all of our students, including our student athletes." Translated, "We can't keep losing money trying to compete in big-time athletics if our students and longtime supporters are unwilling and unable to cover the costs." The move to Division III of the NCAA by no later of September 2025 means that the Hartford Hawks athletics program will soon feature more students taking a primary interest in their academic pursuits and fewer being focused on a career in athletics. University of Hartford Board of Regents Chairman David Gordon said, quote, "A move to Division III will allow the university to further strengthen the academic, co-curricular, and wellness experience for all students." So Hartford plans to officially file its intent to become an NCAA Division III member in January of 2022. The NCAA forces schools to go through a rather elaborate dance, which lasts several months, as they attempt to collect information about the school and verify that the school has checked all the requisite boxes for admission. But now let's talk what's really happening here. A private college or university generally offers a competitive athletics program in order to build school spirit among the students and keep their alumni connected to the university. The athletics program generally needs a primary cash cow program, such as football or basketball, to provide enough money to fund the other sports whose costs exceed any revenues. The Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics is an excellent resource on the revenues and expenses of college athletics. Though this listing of public universities does not reveal the annual athletic expenses for a private school such as the University of Hartford, let's take a look at a few of their fellow America East Conference members. The University of New Hampshire spent $22 million on athletics in 2019. The University of Albany in New York, $23 million, and Maine, $32 million in 2019, and that would indicate that the University of Hartford probably spends in the vicinity, let's say, $20 million or more every year on athletics. In each of the previously mentioned schools, the university itself, via tuition, and incremental student fees bear the vast majority of the cost of their athletics programs. This is reflected by the University of New Hampshire, which says 72% of their money comes from tuitions and student fees, Albany at 80%, and Maine at 68%. Surprisingly, ticket sales at those three universities represent less than 5% of revenues. Media contributions and athletic donors, each less than 10% of sports revenues. Let's contrast that to somebody we know better. The ticket sales for the LSU Tigers account for 27% of the athletic department's annual revenues, and the athletic donors put in an additional 27% into the kitty themselves. The SEC's lucrative media contracts make up the majority of the other revenue, as the school's athletics program at LSU literally pays its own way without placing any of the cost of the athletics onto the student body. For a relatively small private university such as Hartford, though, the pressure is mounting to get the cost of attendance under control. If the university can trim a few thousand dollars per year off the cost of tuition by reducing the cost of their athletics program, it makes financial sense to consider the option. Dropping down to the NCAA's Division III level of competition makes a lot of financial sense for a private school. According to the NCAA's own website, the average Division III member has an annual athletics budget of $2.5 million a year for a non-football playing school such as Hartford. This would save the University of Hartford about $18 million per year.
Excellent.
Now, there are 445 members in the NCAA's Division III, and they're comprised of 80% private schools and 20% public universities. Unlike the much larger FBS, formerly known as Division I, and FCS, formerly known as Division II, Division III schools are not permitted to offer athletic scholarships directly to student athletes. Any academic scholarship made available to a student athlete must be equally available to anyone else in the university population who wishes to apply for that scholarship. So let's say that Hartford, with about 7,000 students, could save an estimated $18 million annually by dropping down to Division III in their athletics program. If we then assume that the university and the student fees pay for about 75% of those expenses, this would save the average student over $2,000 every year. Though some exceptional athletes are also great students, a Division III school's focus returns back to academics as the big-time athletics program and their athletic scholarships both vanish. Sure, this change at Hartford might cause a few prospective students to look elsewhere if they wish to enjoy a more robust college sports program, but it's also possible that the change of focus back toward academics at a school might attract some new students as well. As many private and some public universities are being forced to find ways to trim costs to help contain the rising cost of a college education, I wouldn't be surprised to see more and more schools follow the trend being set by the University of Hartford in dropping down to Division III athletics. Just follow the money. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Yeah.